This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? I know mine is a little depleted. I've been overextending myself just a bit, which is easy to do when you got a lot of fun stuff on the horizon. It can be easy to ignore, you know, your social battery and spread yourself thin. I'm kind of doing that right now, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. And I need to find that balance of what's the perfect amount of socializing versus work versus creative stuff. Well, therapy can help give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't completely drain your battery. And that's what it's doing for me. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sitcomdnd to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sitcomdnd.
Haley, I don't think we ever were in classes together.
I think I heard tell of you that you there was like this really good person in the other, especially because there were like 9 women, of course, in like all of the levels. So you hear of there's another woman.
There's another woman. There's another woman.
Yeah.
And 9 rings were given to women, the fairest of them all.
Haley and I heard your name whispered in the wind.
I'm going to be honest. I did not know about Elizabeth until our graduation shows. Had not heard of you, never saw you, didn't know you existed.
And 300 rings were given to men. It is a typical day at Bottoms Up, and the four of you are playing the game that you like to play at Bottoms Up when it's game night. That if I said the name right now, I would lose. And that's where we're going to pick up today. Quiet on set, sound speeding, and we're rolling
dice.
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian, Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
15, 14, 13.
13, 13. 11, 13. 11, run!
Wait, did you bury it? Did you bury it?
It's buried. It's buried. But there's frost. There's frost in the soil.
Oh, no. Okay. Get out the ice picks.
No, I told you, no, the season wheel, the arrow is pointing to summer, which means that it's unfrosted right now. Technical foul, 13.
All right, 13. That means Beef, 13. Seb, you got to take a shot.
Okay, all right.
Of piss.
Yeah, I know.
We know, Jennifer.
Yeah, we know. It's
Jennifer, you're a real stickler for the rules in this game, and I really respect that.
Yeah, you got to keep them honest.
And in that moment, a big flash of lightning, you hear thunder outside, and you thought it was a pretty nice day before this, so that's kind of odd. And the fireplace, a huge ball of fire, just envelops the fireplace. And as it dissipates, out walks, and Haley, would you mind describing your character?
Absolutely. So, this is a tiny, tiny, short little witch. And she looks really young, but she's really old.
How tiny?
Oh, we're talking 2.5-3 feet.
Oh,
okay.
I love
That's
her.
Cute.
She's got like a kind of a burlap little witch robe, but it's a little sparkly. Just a little bit.
Ooh.
Aww.
Some okay, pizzazz.
So, the fire dissipates and out walks this tiny witch.
Whoa, what Hello. The heck?
Is this part of the game? Is this part of the game? I didn't see these in the instructions.
No, this is not part of the
if
game.
If you have to ask, you got to take a shot.
Fudge. Right.
Of piss.
I know.
Yeah, what's your deal? Are you playing or not?
I am playing a game of sorts, I guess, but it's just a game for me. I'm here. Oh, my name? I'm Tangerine. My name is Tangerine.
Oh, Tangerine. Okay.
It's Tangerine Protuberance. Tangerine.
Oh.
Tangerine Rotumbrance.
Protuberance.
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 How do I know that name?
Well, try to remember, Chalice Glass.
Did you teach me to swim?
I tried to, but you were hopeless.
Wait, Chalice, how do you know this little witch?
Sorry, remind me.
Well, if you don't remember me, you should at least remember the day that it is today, the 10th minute of the full moon of your birth month, of your 80th year.
Oh, it's your birth month?
You're 80?
Oh, yeah, of course. That's young for an elf.
You're right. I'm
so
sorry.
Yeah, are you here to give me a birthday present? That's so nice!
I'm here to collect what has been promised to me from your father at your birth. I'm here to collect your soul.
Lightning, thunder, lightning, thunder.
Did you do the lightning and thunder, or was that a coincidence?
Oh, you know what? It was really rainy on my walk over, and I was like, This is perfect. But I did, I would say 50-50. I did a little.
So to confirm, you walked over here. You walked over here
and then jumped in
through the fireplace. Okay, just wanted to confirm.
When I'm stressed, I like to walk, and I like
to get
another soul.
Mm. Yeah. Oh my god, you guys, I totally forgot about this. Oh my god,
This is real? This isn't part of the game?
No, I forgot. I forgot. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, she's gonna take my soul. This is the thing, it's like weird thing my dad did when I was born to try to get out of some trouble.
Oh gosh.
No,
I meant to write this down, and I was like, I'm going to remember, and I forgot.
No, Chalice, I got this. Actually, this isn't Chalice.
You are a simple man. You are a very simple man.
Damn, she read your ass so fast, Chip.
Whoa! That was embarrassing.
That was really...
Chip, sit back down, boy. My God.
Chip sits back down.
Wait, so what's the story? Chalice, why do you owe your soul to this witch?
Well, many, many years ago, before you were even born, your father got himself into a little pickle. He gambled away all of the people, his people's food stores for the winter. And he had nothing left to feed them, and the deaths of hundreds, thousands would have been on his hands, if not for me giving him some food in exchange for one little thing.
What was it?
Yeah, what was it?
The soul of his firstborn daughter.
That's you, Chalice.
Yeah, my dad's kind of a dick.
Yeah. Well, what the heck? Isn't there anything that we can do? Jeepers, crow.
You know what? There's one rule. All witches have it. I don't like it, but it's true. If you get true love's first kiss, I guess, then it breaks anything.
Oh.
I'm gonna die in like 24 hours from now.
I
don't get true love's first kiss. No, that's cool. No, that's awesome. I fucking love my family. Thank you, Dad. God damn it.
You could try and kiss somebody.
Tangerine Blender Pop. What's the timeline? Is it midnight? Is it tomorrow? I guess that's the same thing. Is that what it is?
I'm guessing you don't do super well in school. Is that true?
I'm smarter than Chip. That's for
No,
sure.
You're not. No, you're not.
Okay, this isn't helping. We need to figure this out, all right?
Yeah, Clementine Pepperdine. What's your name? Tangerine?
Tangerine Protuberance.
Tangerine. How many minutes do I have? What's going on?
It's going to be midnight. That's how long you have.
Hold on, proprietor here, Seb, I got an idea. What if we, it's true love's kiss.
Mm-hmm.
What if we tried our hardest to just get as many kisses. We just threw, instead of throwing individual pieces of spaghetti at the wall, we just dumped the bucket.
But Seb, I think this is
what sticks.
Seb, this is quality over quantity.
Yeah, but we need. Oh, Jennifer, that's very sweet of you to try to jump and kiss me. It's really sweet.
Pick me up,
Jennifer.
But this is also an opportunity. We can find true love's kiss.
A kissing booth.
A kissing booth. That's perfect.
No, you don't want to do a kissing booth.
Yeah, we'll get all the most handsome, eligible, hot bachelors to come through the door. God. Yeah.
This is perfect.
And then they can come in and you can give them a drink special, Seb, and then it's going to be a great day and we'll figure it out. And I'm going to meet the love of my life. I'm going to meet the love of my life. Yes.
No. It's a bad idea.
Yay.
No, it's a bad idea. That's not a good.
We're all happy about this. All of us.
No, because... Beef, help me out. It's not good because...
You want me to die, Chip?
No, I'm excited, my bro. I get to call all my hot friends. Okay, Chalice, don't you worry. I'm going to drop the perfect little flyer, and we're gonna hand it out the whole town. All the hotties are going to come, okay? So can you give me a couple of characteristics that are hot to get people really wanting to draw them in?
Tall, strong, good with the sword... Maybe a little bit shorter than me.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Let's see. Maybe like a little famous.
A little famous. Okay, yeah. I like that. A little famous.
Oh shoot, I'm crazy famous. I'm gonna go to like a tuxedo place and rent like a really nice tuxedo, and then go. I want to like go to like a flower shop too and get all fancy. That's my goal.
My plan is I'm so in love with the idea that we're going to have the hottest clientele at our bar that I'm going to get lip injections and I'm going to get and I'm going to get my hair styled really crazy.
Okay, awesome.
Chalice is like applying and reapplying again and again chapstick and doing like vocal warm-ups and journaling, doing yoga, being like, I'm meeting the love of my life today. Or I'm dying. and she's also just like really angry and ruminating on her anger towards her dad and her family in general for putting her in this position.
Gotcha. Tangerine, how are you going to pass the time?
I'm going to take myself behind the bar and kind of just look through the options because I'm basically getting ready to like just be in the concession, like get a concession and watch the show.
Sitcom D&D is brought to you by Rocket Money. Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Me included. Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about, 6 subscriptions. I could not believe it when they showed me I was paying for 11 subscriptions each month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services, it's never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd. That's rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd. rocketmoney.com/sitcomdnd.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
So we're gonna check in with Beef real quick and see how the recruitment is going. So, Beef, you're in the town square.
Come one, come all, come one, come all, tall, shorts. Everyone, please, semi-famous, come along.
Is this for real? This is a kissing booth with, the like, Princess Chalice? Like, the Princess Chalice?
Buddy, I would not lie to you. We've got Princess Chalice, the ex-Princess Chalice, waiting for true love's kiss. It's just right down at Bottoms Up. You can't miss it. It's the building that smells
like
piss.
No, I know it. Yep, it smells like... I was actually going to say that. It's the building that smells like piss.
Really? Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, no, I know exactly where it is. I crossed the street to avoid that smell when I walked to work.
Hey, that's great. How about... What's your name?
Splip.
Splip. All right, well, why don't you take one of these flyers? I printed off 100. And maybe invite some of your friends.
Oh, okay. I'll see you there.
You've got friends, right? Hot friends?
Well, I think I have one now. Oh. He leans into you, nudges you.
Oh, my God. Don't kiss me. I'm not the one that's... I'm not the one that soul's about to get sucked out of their body and thrown into oblivion. All right, bring
your
hot friends.
What about a soul? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just bring... Make sure you bring your hot friends. He slaps him on his butt.
So we cut to the tux store?
Yeah, Chip's in a tux store trying on like the fanciest tux in there. And how much did you say this was?
This particular tux is 150 gold pieces.
Holy shit. That's just about every cent that I have.
Maybe you would like something more like this? It's the trash bag that I put my lunches in at the end of the day.
No, dude, I'm trying to look good, okay? I know I look dumb, but I'm trying to fall in love here or have somebody fall in love with me, okay? Would you fall in love with me if I was wearing a trash bag?
No, but we all can't afford love, darling.
Okay, fine. I'll fucking steal this thing. And I axe him in the head.
Oh, whoa.
This is awesome.
Okay. Roll an attack roll.
You could have just ran.
You could have shoplifted.
You could have shoplifted.
Good. I rolled a 21.
Okay, that hits.
9 damage.
He takes a step back. That hurt him pretty good. Then he looks back at you, and his eyes glow blue. And he sticks out an arm.
What's going on?
He has you levitate off the ground. And then slowly... The garbage sack that he was talking about goes over your body.
and he shoots
you back out through the window.
No, my normal clothes are better than this. Oh, and it's stuck on me.
Seb, do you want to check in with you?
Hi, yeah, doctor. So I'm about to have a whole lot of hot young clientele, and I just want to kind of look the part. So I don't think I need anything major, maybe just like some scorpion poison to make it so it looks like I'm smiling and I'm never sad and kind of get worried.
Right, just hold still then.
And then he grabs your jaw and is bringing a scorpion closer to it. It stings your bottom lip.
You're going to need to ingest the antidote within the next 30 seconds, so it's instant death.
And how long have you been talking?
8 seconds. And okay. This stopper isn't coming out of the... I can't get it open.
No problem. We probably have like what? Like 15? Probably 10?
Well, here, you
I mean, do
try.
You want me to try? Yeah,
yeah, okay. Give it a try.
All right.
All right, roll a strength check.
I was already doing it. Oh, perfect. 19. I'm going to
Yep, live. You're good. It pops open, and I'm assuming you down it. Your lips look fucking awesome.
oh my God, look how good I look. I'm going to look so good in the bar.
Oh my gosh. Oh God. I'm so excited.
I'm going to look so good at my bar. All the hotties are going to be like, yo, one of us.
He's going to get an infection for sure.
We're going to time jump. So now it's like 4 hours later, and I want to check in with Chalice. How's Chalice doing?
Chalice has put back on the wedding dress that she came into the bar with on the first day. And she's like clutching her mom's crown ring on her finger and turning it. And she's just like really stressed out and really, really nervous because either way, this is a really big day for her. Either she dies or she meets the love of her life. And so she's just like pacing back and forth right in front of her kissing booth that she made out of like it looks like a little kid sort of like Valentine's. She's like put little like paper hearts all around it. And it's like Chalice plus you forever on it. And she's just trying to make it festive.
And then Tangerine, did you find a drink?
I certainly did. It is absolutely gross.
Mm. Yeah, that checks out.
Yeah, we're sorry.
Yeah.
So the kissing booth is ready to go. Everyone's done their job. There's a super long line outside of Bottoms Up, but it looks like Chip is holding the doors closed.
Chip, you can open the doors now.
I need to be seen, man. I need to be seen.
Chip, also, thank you so much for wearing something so dumb and so ugly. It's going to give people confidence right when they walk in the door, and I love that. You're such a good buddy. You're like my brother.
Yeah, no problem. Happy to help. Let me just open these doors up, and I'm, like, still pushing them, like, holding them closed. Let me just, I'll just open this up just right about now. Keep just
Chief, about
to
why don't
to
you help
them.
Chip open the doors?
Yeah, no worries. Here, Chip, I gotcha. Don't worry.
No, I got it. I got it. I got it.
I got it.
So why don't you roll a strength check, Waleed? Cool. And Beef, why don't you roll a strength check too?
Damn it.
But you're gonna be helped by the mob outside. Okay, the line.
I got a 16.
I got a 12.
So the doors swing open and the crowd rushes in.
Oh!
And they form a very neat, tidy line right in front of the kissing booth. And I assume Chalice is there, ready to get things started?
Yeah, she takes a big, deep breath in and she goes, thank you all for coming. I hope one of you is the love of my life. And let's get started. Just form a single file line. And then when you walk up to me, tell me your name. And then we will share a kiss.
As Chip was being stampeded, he was trying to make his way to the front of the line, but then he got fully stampeded. So he's just slowly and sadly walks his way all the way to the very end of the line.
Which is like four blocks away.
Which is blocks down. And I keep asking people perfect. If I can cut.
You ask every single person on the way down, like hundreds of people.
Hey, do you mind if I...
No, dude. No,
it's
in line.
No, but I actually know her, so nope. It's actually okay. If I, are
okay,
you sure?
Cool. Okay. All right. Anyways,
Haley, our guest, I'm going to gift you a character, and you're the first in line.
Great.
Okay. The character's name is Snippet Whippet, and they look like they're a gnome, but a pretty attractive male gnome.
Oh, my lady.
Oh.
I know I don't look it, but I am very fast.
Oh, that's good.
And
I like
you
it.
Are the most beautiful statue I've ever seen.
I'm not a statue. I'm an elf.
Fast.
But I do like a man who's fast. So why don't you hop on up here and give me a little kiss?
Hey, I'm hot just like you.
I'm sorry. What was that?
I'm hot just like you, sorry.
Am I being heckled?
No, I'm hot.
Someone yells in the back, come on, Snippet, Whip it, you're holding up the line.
Okay, here we go. I spray a little of that old-fashioned, like, menthol stuff in my mouth.
It goes the other way.
Oh, sorry. I always like to ask before I start, open or closed?
Eyes or mouth?
Both.
Closed eyes, open mouth.
Perfect. Did it happen yet?
Wow, that was the first one, too. We got a long time.
Chalice will roll every time to see
how good the kiss is. Roll a d20.
Oh, it was a 20. Not 20.
No way.
Way to go, snip it, whip it. Way to go.
Chalice immediately like throws her head back and lights a cigarette. And she's like,
he's fast.
Right. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? That he's not, it's not him. You're joking.
No, 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 no. And I could watch this all day.
Well, Seb, please give Snippet a free drink, because that was... If I die today, then who cares? I just got the best kiss of my freaking life.
All right, who's next in line?
Okay, the next person in line is Hank Gorp, and he is a very lost hiker.
Haley.
My name is Hank Gorp.
Why are you looking around and then looking back at a map?
So I'm pretty sure that the trailhead forks up ahead and Nirvana Falls is when it forks to the left. I just want to confirm that that's correct.
I think so. Are you here for a kiss?
I promised myself if someone asked me this again, I would say yes. Yes, I am.
All right, well, pucker up.
My face or my butt?
Uh-oh. Well, that's not promising.
You can send that one to me. You can send that one. And Beef made a little booth right next to Chalice's. Just to kind of catch the ones she doesn't want.
Beef's hair is like slicked to the side and he pins a little boutonniere on his chest.
Aww.
Hank Gorp kind of like takes a back a second and goes, oh, takes a step over, skips Chalice's, goes to Beef's, and pulls his pants down.
And we give mwah. Have a good day.
I rolled for him already and he got a 13. So that was a pretty pleasant exchange, I guess.
I had a good time.
You hear him as on his way out go, this is the best hike of my life. All right. Next in line, you've got Turducken Small Fry. He's a half orc who is a little awkward.
My lady, hello.
Where's that voice coming from? Oh, hi.
Hello. Sorry. So only this thing is kind of crazy. This big line in the booth. Oh, if you want me to go, I'll go. But I'll take my shot if you want it.
No, you're very sweet. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I was hoping you wouldn't ask me that. It's not a permanent thing. It's not a permanent thing, but when someone dies in the street, I take them off the street.
Oh, yeah. A scooper.
A scooper. Yeah.
Yeah. Turducken, come here. Let's just do a little. Uh-huh. And it was a 10. You're really mediocre, Turducken. You're really middle of the road.
Well, I feel no better, no worse than I did when I got in line.
If you want to kiss Beef or get a half off drink, you can.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Come on right over. Everybody's hot over here and feeling great, really good.
Seb, your face looks like it's melting off of you.
I think my tears are blood.
That's okay. I think I saw someone toward the end of the line pass out, so I'll go check if they need a scoop or not.
Nice meeting you.
Bye.
Have a good one. Bye. Yep.
We respect your service. Thank you.
I want to just check back in real quick. How's Chip doing at the very back of the line, four blocks away?
Hey, I think somebody passed out back here.
I'm coming.
Oh, hi, sir.
Hi. I got a pulse on that guy. I can see a pulse 20 feet away. That guy's still
got a
pulse.
So you can help him out?
Nope. Well, let me know if he dies.
Oh.
Oh, hey, man, okay. I gotta ask, did you get to kiss the princess?
Me?
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10?
I got a 10 out of 10.
So you're her true love?
I wonder if the curse is broken.
I don't know. Like, she's still seeing the next person, I think, so.
All right, so we still got a chance. All right, nice.
Yeah, what are your guys' names? You guys are fucking hot as shit. I'm sorry. You guys are just so goddamn sexy.
Yeah. What are your names? Well, that's actually, that's my name. My name's Sexy.
And I'm Thrash.
So how do you guys know the princess?
About to know her real good. One of us.
Oh. Oh, so you guys haven't like, you guys never like talked to her or got to know her or anything?
Dude, that's not what fairy tale love is about.
Oh my God.
You doofus. It's not about becoming friends and like kind of a slow burn that happens over the course of time where you get to know each other and connect and see that you are different, but you actually bring out the best sides of each other because you're different. It's not like that, you idiot.
Excuse me, what are your hobbies? Oh, you bring out the best in me. Blue, blue, blue. We're puzzle pieces.
It's about touching lips and something changing, something magic. And then we go back to line, and who's next in line?
The next person in line is named Custard Croc. He is a man, and he is a survivalist who can teach you 10 things to do with your own spit.
Hey!
Oh.
Oh.
Hi.
I heard there's a fork in the road coming up on the left. Is that true?
What's your name, sir?
Do you want to drink some of my spit? And by spit, I mean kiss.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. You know what? I'm going to keep a good attitude. You might be the love of my life. So let's try it.
Here we go.
Okay. Predictably, that was a one. And
so he like kind of did a whole mouthful of spit kind of into your mouth on accident.
Yeah. Beef, I think you'd love this one. So if you want to give him a shot,
absolutely.
And now that I got the warm up out of the way, time to kiss the princess.
No, I'm not the. Forget it.
Mwah.
That was nice. I'll see you tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, they know each other.
Hey, Chalice, how you doing? How you doing, girl? Are you doing okay?
Thanks for checking in, Beef. I'm actually not nervous at all. I'm sure the love of my life is magically in this line that's getting smaller and smaller. I'm not freaking out. I'm not sad. I'm not scared. I'm not thinking about all the things I wish I had done.
Don't lose hope, okay? Don't lose hope. There's got to be some hottie in this line that's for you.
Chalice looks at Beef for a second and then squints her eyes and leans down and kisses him, and it's a 7.
and Chief Beef looks back and he's like, hey, we had to see,
yeah,
right?
They actually, there's like a 45 second pause of them staring at each other sort of blankly.
We're actually going to we're gonna time jump several hours later. Now most of the line has been gone through, and there's only like really about a dozen people left or so, and the clock on the wall is getting ever closer to midnight. And I actually want to check in with Tangerine.
Oh, anybody have a watch? And no reason. Just wondering, anyone have one? I was thinking about asking for one for my birthday.
You're so passive aggressive, Tangerine.
This is getting boring. The last several kisses have been absolutely disgusting. I almost feel sorry for you. What's your name, Constantine?
Chalice. I'm sorry I got your name wrong earlier.
Oh, what's your name, Cucumber?
Okay, I called you Clementine and now you're punishing me. I get it.
It's a different fruit. Totally different sweetness profile.
Really, though? Honestly. Have a bunch of people have a tangerine and a Clementine and say, what's the difference? And people wouldn't have the words. You know what? Just let me just do these and the last couple people and then I'll just die, I guess.
You sure this is how you want to spend the last few minutes of your life? Kissing these weirdos.
Fine. And Chalice just begins to cry and runs to the roof of the bar. And don't follow me.
No! Oh, I was so close.
Who was the last person in line, Haley?
There was a guy named Aqua Nottingham, who's the kind of guy who... He's a half-orc and he's really cool, but he like doesn't have hand towels or soap.
Oh, yeah. I think I dated that guy.
I told you should have gave me a chance. I told you. I could have been the one, baby. You and me.
That's just Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. Was here.
Send him to me.
All right, I'm going to roll for that for you. Beef. That kiss is a 17.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'll see you later tonight.
Beef's got a bunch of dates set up now. One's later tonight, one's tomorrow. Clean it up.
I'm going to level with you guys. I'm not feeling so good.
Seb's lips are now the size of his head, for the most part. They're almost blocking his eyes. And
Seb, is that you?
Yeah, I'm hot, but at what cost?
You like your temperature is hot? Because you look horrible.
Seb, why don't you take a D12 of damage?
Oh my god.
That could kill me.
We'll find you a new character to come back as if yeah. Seb dies. Don't worry.
It was just two.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you just took two damage. Two scorpion face damage. What is everyone else doing?
I'm still waiting in line because after being in line for this many hours, it feels mean to cut at this point. I've gotten to know these guys so well.
You guys are close now?
We're super close. Me and Thrash in particular. He's my boy, kinda. And the idea of cutting him feels so mean.
Dude, I'm just loving getting to know you. And like, this is not what you need to do with your like true love. Is you don't need to do what we did. Like, we have a friendship, we have a bond, and we've made that, but that's not what you do with true love, man.
Dude, I don't know, man. This is what I'm saying. I think I disagree. I think you gotta be best friends with the person who you plan on spending the rest of your life with, okay? That's just me. That's just me, though. That's just me.
Oh yeah, Mr. Socrates Aristotle over here. I mean, come on. You're no philosopher. Come on.
During this whole conversation, I'm like unzipping their flies and re-zipping them just magically because I'm bored.
That's amazing.
Something cool is happening to me.
So we're going to cut to the roof where Chalice is, kind of sulking.
Beef, just go back down there. You were cleaning up. No, you were getting so many dates.
No, I mean, I really was cleaning up. But no, Chalice, hey, buddy. Hey.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Like, you know what? My family was so destructive that it makes sense I die because of a terrible choice. Like, why wasn't he even thinking? Like, I'm his daughter, and why would he want to give me away? Like, it's just not. Ugh. Beef, it's just so frustrating because, like, I'm going to die because I was born a princess. But the irony of it is I'm happy for the first time in my life because I'm not a princess anymore. And now that I'm happy, it's just all going to go away.
Yeah. Hey, I get that. You know, it's like when Seb gives me my weekly sandwich.
It's not okay.
And I eat it and it's really yummy. And then I can't wait to have the next one next week. It's just like that, right?
Yeah, I guess it makes you happy. And I'm just saying this life makes me happy. And now it's all going to be... It's fine.
But, you know, why do we have to listen to your dad? Why does your dad get to decide?
I don't know. I tried to go against him and I tried to meet the love of my life today, but I just didn't. And I didn't even get to tell... Doesn't matter.
Maybe the love of the life, your love of your life has been in front of you this whole time.
Beef, I don't know if you've, it's a little insulting.
No,
we tried kissing and it didn't go well, remember?
Yeah. No. Not me. I don't know. And he gives her a little sly smile and a little pat on the leg. Maybe they're in front of you more close than you think. Don't give up.
Chalice just like wipes away a tear and then nods. And then they do that 45 second stare, like a deadpan stare.
They're thinking about kissing again.
Yeah. No, not that.
No, we can't go back.
Chalice,
there's nothing there.
Chalice like is doing that thing where she's just like shaking her hands and like revving up to run, and then she takes off running, going down the stairs as fast as she can. And she pushes back. First, she looks down at Seb. She does like a double take, like thinking that he might be dead. He looks like so much worse than he did when she went up.
Don't worry, just hot boss over here.
And she just
hot
pats
boss.
Him on the head, just sort of gently, and then sprints and runs up to Chip. And then just sort of like holds his shoulders and is like, Chip, can I just.
Tangerine, you notice that there's 1 minute until midnight right now.
60. 59. 58. I love to count.
Chip, he's not cutting technically. Chip, can I just, and then she kisses Chip.
I'm getting goosebumps.
When Chalice and Chip kiss, The kiss is amazing. It's like that description of when people have a first kiss and there's a spark or you feel fireworks. You feel that, but you don't perceive anything otherworldly happen.
Four.
Three. She's getting close.
Two. One. Zero.
There's a long pause. You're both looking at each other, kind of. They're shocked after that kiss. Chip and Chalice, everyone in the room's pretty shocked. And Chalice is still alive. Her soul's not gone.
Oh my God.
Chalice is like kind of stunned and it is kind of slowly dawning on her. Like when she ran down to kiss Chip, she wasn't even thinking of it as him being the love of her life. It was more like she thought she was about to die and she wanted to do something she always wanted to do. She wanted to have her last moments of being alive being kissing Chip.
Isn't that amazing that that's what Beef said to her?
Yeah, thank God for Beef. Thank God for Beef.
Beef, like, talked about his sandwich and then thought about kissing Chalice, and that was his contribution to it.
That's not what I heard.
You little fools. There was no curse. No actual curse. You're not free from anything, okay? I told you I put that curse on you because your dad, one thing you and I have in common, Chalice, is your dad was such a pain in my behind, okay? And I hate him. And I really have hated your whole family. So I told you this curse was real. It wasn't even real.
So it wasn't a real curse. That makes sense. And no, yeah, like Chip, I ran down here because I was like, oh, who haven't I tried yet? Like, who haven't I tried yet? And then I looked at Seb and his lips were so disgusting and scary that I was like, I'm not going to even try Seb. It's not worth it. So I just like,
Okay, so if Seb's lips were normal, you would have kissed him first is what you're saying?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just saying like, yeah, there's no curse. So that didn't mean that you're the love of my life. We just kissed.
Is this because I'm dressed in a trash bag? It's stuck to me, okay? I can't take it off.
Chalice, we're not 100% sure that there's no curse, and no one really noticed me back here, but I was very last in line. If you just pick me up and give me a kiss, we can be sure. No reason to not be doubly sure about there not being a curse.
Jennifer, I lived. I don't need to kiss you anymore. You're really sweet to ask, though, Jennifer.
No, tell her again, Tangerine. Tell her that there's a curse, right?
Jennifer, come here. And then Chalice throws Jennifer up in the air. And then, like, catches her with her mouth and, like, kisses her and then, like, throws her back down.
Woo, what a ride.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to bed. that was fun. That was a fun day. Chip, thanks for the kiss. Beef, thanks for the pep talk. Seb, if you needed to go to the emergency room, wake me up.
Okay.
This was the most boring day of my life, okay? I thought this was going to be fun, watching you all run around like high schoolers making a kissing booth. Snooze, okay? You're so stupid, you fell for it, and you're boring.
Okay, and if we were so dumb, then why did we give the best sales that we've had in 7.5 years today? So, yeah, I don't feel stupid.
Seb, go to the hospital.
I think I'm turning a corner. I think I've turned a corner, and I literally see a light right now. I think I should go to a hospital.
Here, I'll drive you to the hospital, buddy.
Yeah,
okay, you're kind of smart.
I could help. I could help with one spell.
Oh.
But I'm not going to. Goodbye.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
So Tangerine jumps into the fireplace. A ball of flame engulfs her, and she disappears. But really, she's just outside, right on the street. Now she starts walking home. We'll cut to Tangerine. You're on the way out, and you're kind of like walking next to a few people. Maybe the guy who was on a hike that was kind of lost on the way out. Who he's also has left bottoms up. I'm glad that the curse got solved, or it didn't. It wasn't real. Is that what I overheard?
I think everybody's pretty confused, but there actually was a curse. But I had to do something to them before I left.
Oh.
Those two are clearly in love. Can't let that be the ending.
Oh,
boring.
There was a curse.
Yes, of course there was a curse.
Faints within faints. Okay.
What'd you say about faints?
Like, you know, it's like, I believe it's a...
Hey, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Thrash here, can you do that thing with my zipper again?
why don't you follow me to the bus stop and we can talk about it?
Nice! Now this is love! And I jump up thinking I'm going to like just freeze. And then I just go down and go, okay.
Sean, can we just cut to Chalice in her room? So Chalice like sits down on her bed kind of stunned. And then she grabs her pillow and like leans back and like falls back in the bed and is just smiling, thinking about kissing Chip.
Aww.
Chip, are you doing anything sweet?
What are you doing, Chip?
So Chip goes to his bed and he's laying on his side and he's happy about the kiss, but then he realizes that he's like, maybe she's not my true love. Maybe this is a good time to move on. Maybe I feel like Chip feels like if fate were real, then that spell would have been real.
And then we cut to Jennifer, and she's in the kitchen, and she's in her little rat bed. She rolls over, and she squeezes her little pillow, and she goes, "Can't believe I kissed my true love tonight, Chalice." And she rolls over and closes her eyes. And then we cut to Seb, who's now in and out of consciousness.
And Beef is just dragging me through the streets to the emergency room.
So, Seb, did we learn a lesson today?
Knows when to hold 'em and when to fold 'em. He's the poker man.
And with that song, the camera pans up to the moon, and the moon turns into Tangerine's face. Any last words, Tangerine?
Snooze, you're so boring.
Yay, her catchphrase, snooze, you're so boring. Hey everyone, this week on the Patreon, we have a cozy ASMR episode with Beef and Chalice during a thunderstorm. Check out this episode and more at patreon.com/sitcomdnd. Have a great week.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. And today we were joined by a very special guest, one of my best friends in the whole wide world, Haley Palmer, truly a national treasure. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, Aaron Keefe came up with the story concept, and Sean Marr did the editing on this one. If you've been enjoying the show as much as we've enjoyed making it, then please rate and review us on Apple iTunes because I've been told it's important and helps other people discover the podcast. And if your thumbs are broken, then just tell a friend who likes weird shit about the show. Also wanted to take a second to plug some music. A friend of the podcast, Chase Lilly, produced, recorded, and mixed a 13-minute EP with our friend and musician, Tony Belsito, and it's really lovely. A link to the EP is in the show notes. Okay, I think that's it for now. Until next week. And thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.